Paul Steinhauser nationally, the story for Fox News, GMI Studios for us locally. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jack. And yeah, the ultimate contact sport in America, presidential campaign politics. That's right, Nikki Haley, Fox News confirming this last night. You can see my story went up late last night. February 15th is the day she'll make the announcement. So 2 weeks away, she's going to make it in Charleston, South Carolina. Nikki Haley, of course, no stranger to New Hampshire. She's been here a lot over the last 2 years. And she's also been in Iowa and Nevada. And, of course, South Carolina, her home state, is another early voting state. Haley made history, the first female governor ever of South Carolina. Then she served 2 years as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in the Trump administration. Now she'll become the second major Republican in the White House race on the Republican side following her former boss, Donald Trump.
You know, I would not underestimate how well she'll do over time as a presidential candidate. I think she's very formidable.
Yeah, no, she's got a heck of a resume. She's proven on the campaign trail. She's well-liked by a lot of people in the Republican Party. Jack, this thing could get pretty crowded pretty quickly. I had a scoop the other day, another person from South Carolina, the junior senator there, Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. He's going to Iowa in 3 weeks, Jack. Another sign that he's ramping up, and this race is really starting to heat up on all fronts.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Paul Steinhauser, breaking that news. Nikki Haley, thank you, Paul. Paul Steinhauser.
Thanks, Jack.
On a Wednesday morning.